Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Hello, Sophia Sanchez. She's in the chat. Says, yo, cute little picture of her dog. Just a quick hello to Sophia Sanchez. Oh, Jake, you're not on the screen. Messed that up. Here you go.
Hello.
What's going on, everybody? We got game two, Yankees versus the Tigers, after the gift that was gift wrapped of all gift wraps from the Yankees yesterday. Chance Adams in extra innings. One of the nicer things you can do for someone else. So that was very nice of the Yankees. Game two now, a little more of a real lineup. And Jake, how are you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah, Jim, bottom nine, we wish it would have got to extra innings, but the Chance Adams show, I had a hilarious joke when that runner got on second. I said they put in the pinch runner. I was like, our best chance of getting that guy out is if he tries to steal, so at least Gary will have a chance at him. But yeah, man, yesterday was just kind of sucky. You know, we're up 6-0. This is going to be fun. It was kind of like, Jim, you and I realized this during the pregame show and when we recorded the main podcast. We were like, oh, Detroit's going to kind of suck.
Yeah.
And then we got off to that 6-0 start and it was like, okay, this is fun. Gardy's hitting a couple homers in the first two innings. We'll have a good time with this. And then they came back. The error. The good guys, we used a couple good guys, and then we weren't going to use any good guys. It was just a sucky loss.
We said it yesterday, our depth with the bats is great. Our depth with the arms, our punt game with the arms is terrible. So who cares? Yeah. I don't care one iota.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were saying this is a bad loss. I was just saying it's a sucky loss. Like, there's no,
you can only something. I'll tell you something, Jake.
Tell me.
A good laugh when they put Chance Adams in and then he blew
it. Oh, yeah.
Like that put me in a good mood because that was funny. Yeah.
I was hoping he'd get through it so I could tweet out like, wow, we finally found the role for Chance Adams. He's our tied ninth inning guy. But no, he's still as bad as there as he is everywhere else.
I'll tell you this. First game of the season I smoked before it ended. And I don't think there was a single comment on my post-game recap saying I was high. So you guys are all twisted up.
Oh, no. Now they've tricked you into getting high for everyone.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Man.
70 replies, and I don't think any of them were like, wow, he's high again. And I was. So you guys are dumb. Dummies.
John Blazer. How'd the blazer fit today?
It was good. I don't have it over here.
Okay.
But it was good.
What color? Blue? Gray?
Dude, I wish I had it because I don't know. I just say gray and I think there's some stripes involved.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a nice blazer. City gets hot, man.
City's hot.
Woke up at 7, drove to the city, did all that stuff. Just got back. I live too far away from the city. Just got back. And this is my first whopping hot take of the day.
Okay.
I'm begging for a rainout.
Yeah. It looks like there's a good chance. I know we try not to play this game.
Begging for a rainout. I'd love to go take a 2-hour nap, then wake up, do the voicemail show, and do all the breakdowns I haven't been able to do in the last 3 days because I've been busy doing work shit. So
yeah.
If anyone is a weather witch in Detroit, give me some rain. Could use it.
Yeah, it looks like they're expecting some rain tomorrow, and they're going to try to get these games in. Oh, maybe it clears up in the afternoon. So we'll see.
Okay. All right, cool. The lineup is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing third base. Aaron Judge playing right field, batting second. Gleyber Torres playing second, batting third. Edwin Encarnacion is DHing and hitting cleanup. Gary Sanchez in the 5-hole behind him, also behind the dish. Didi Gregorius behind him playing short. Voit starts in the field at first base. Clint is playing left field. And Cameron Maben playing center field. Didn't I say he was going to play center field? And then we were like, wait, he's never done it? Well, he is. He's playing center field. He's fast. He can do it. Let's drop two things.
I saw that. Heard both.
I have fidgety hands, so I wanted something in this left hand. I dropped one thing, picked up another thing, dropped it.
Fumble-rooski.
I'm scared to pick up a third. I'm gonna pick up this thing.
Yeah, take a chance on yourself. I believe.
Yeah, I got it. It's like a hat clip.
Okay. The old hat clip you usually carry around. Yeah, man, we get CeCe returns to the bump off the IL. That's fun. He'll be followed by Mingo. That's obviously kind of a big story. And then, yeah, Cameron Maben in center field. He played there last year. No one outside of Guardy Hicks and Talkie have played there this year, but they're getting everyone their rest days, and it looks like we didn't know if Maben or Wade was the fourth string center fielder, and it looks like Cameron Maben still gets the honors. But dude, it is pretty funny that we subbed a couple guys in and we subbed one guy out, and this lineup looks mean again.
Well, yeah, you got DJ and Judge.
Yeah, two of the best.
Yeah, DJ and Judge.
And Voit sat yesterday too. So I mean, seeing him in the 7 hole, I mean that's cool. Big.
I like it. Didi hit 2 home runs. Everyone hit home runs. We are facing Boyd today, who's a better pitcher, but I think he's been bad lately, Jake.
Yeah, and he'll be a lifetime Yankee fear factor pitcher, a lefty pitcher that's out pitches the changeup. If you're a Yankee fan, you just come into these games knowing that 12 strikeouts can happen.
He's been like very bad lately, Jake.
Well, that's kind of the new Tigers pitcher's move. You get really good, you build up your trade value, and then the Tigers don't trade you and you suck.
That is a good move. He's got a 7.29 ERA in his last 6 games started. Gave up 5 earned runs against the Royals, 6 earned runs against the Seattle. He shut down Tampa Bay. Minnesota got him for 7, then 5, and the Royals got him for 3 with 10 hits last outing. And they're letting him throw his 105 pitches, no matter what, it seems. So we're going to get Boyd for 95 to 105 pitches, whether we put up 5 runs or 0 runs. So if I had a vote, I'd vote the 5 runs.
Okay. Interesting.
Last I checked, I don't have a vote.
I abstain.
Such a you move.
Dude, we used to die laughing. Freshman year when we didn't know what we were doing, me and Proch were like the hall level captains of our dorm or whatever it was. And so they'd be like, all right, we're going to put it to a vote. Are we going to do popcorn this Friday or pretzels? And like they go around the room and it'd be like, all right, we've got 6 yays for popcorn, 1 for pretzels. And there was one kid, this geeky kid, who'd show up to everything and he'd just go, abstain. And we're like, what are you doing here?
I like it. I was hoping that you guys were the abstainers.
Oh, no, it just used to kill us because it was one of the classic jokes. You knew what was coming, and there was no stopping it. But every time you just wondered, maybe not this time. Nope, abstain every time. Why are you here?
I like it, man. Join a committee to be heard and then just abstain every vote.
Dude, you might know him, but you know him as a different person because this was later at Central. John Cassay, he used to ride around on the lay-down bike.
No, but yeah, I mean, that's up.
I mean, A plus B.
Abstain. Okay.
Abstain.
Yeah.
But,
that's good.
I mean, are you watching for something today? There's, like, a major one on the mound, but.
I'm watching for Voit, man. We did the sharp stats today on Talking Yanks, if you listen to it. He's got a home run off Boyd before. He's down in that lineup. I need Voit to lighten up, be a little more loosey-goosey with the attitude, and have some fun. Need him to get, you know, I need an extra base hit today.
Okay.
Need to get him going.
I think I'll single out a single guy too, Jim. He got one yesterday, but he's been puppy dogging it all night, Gleyber Torres.
Dude, the errors are bad.
Yeah. And it was like a lazy we're playing Detroit error.
But that's all his errors, and that's why we're getting to the point where halfway through I was like, they're mental errors. Like, he just needs to go get over that hurdle, and he's great, but like, he should be over the hurdle by now. So they're starting to make me like radio caller mad.
Ooh, I love that.
Because everyone excuses him. He's only 22. He's hitting so many home runs. I love Gleyber. He's a superstar. Right. He's the future of this franchise. Cut it out with those fucking errors, man. It's a really bad look.
Yeah, I'll say this. I forget who said this, but it was someone who's a baseball guy. But it's the
Ken when Rosenthal. Someone's
oh, dude, it was about Gary Sanchez and his blocking. When someone's great, you're like, okay, so you have to be great in every aspect. Right now, it is mental, and Gleyber kind of isn't special defensively. He's got a really good arm for a second baseman because he's a shortstop. But as of being 22, he's not special defensively, and I think it ties into our whole Didi's going to be the shortstop, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, that's mental, and it has to stop at some point because otherwise it's a part of your game. Oh, no. Okay. Item 3 down.
I was trying to put it in my hair. CC Sabathia gets the start. Domingo Herman is going to come in after him. And I, speaking of sports radio, I was in the car today, so I was listening to a lot of sports radio.
Did you get some good takes?
No. The morning show was doing an interview with Jeremy Piven, and I was like, wow, don't care at all about this.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy Piven, like the morning show, who the fuck's tuning in to hear you guys interview Jeremy Piven?
Are they talking sports?
No.
Or Jeremy Piven?
Jeremy Piven.
Like, if they were talking sports, that's kind of fun. But
just a total miss. And then Joe and Evan, I listened to them, and this is what I was talking about. Evan was saying, like, this kind of stinks. Like, Domingo Herman should be starting. He should be your second game starter. Paxton should get game 3 on the road because Domingo's better at home. And I was like, dude, I think there's some truth to that. Like, I understand you can't dismiss CC, and we're like 3 weeks away. So to like kind of just – you don't want to do to CC what they did to Posada and just kind of besmirch him for no reason at all. So I understand why they're starting CC and Domingo's coming back. But like, if you're Domingo, you've got to be like, come on, guys. Been the best starter all year.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things they spin off Mingo. I think this is like a secret way of doing the innings limit. Like, they're not going to say it. They're just like, oh, yeah, no, we're just going to casually piggyback these guys. Well, one should be on an innings limit because it's the first time he's been over, what, 120 innings or something like that?
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, there is a world where, and maybe this is the Yankees test of it, is that, I don't know, there's a world where opener Chad Green goes to Mingo, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think Herman gets a start.
If we did an opener day, who would be the guy, though?
I think Seve's your super opener to Chad.
Okay.
I mean, if Chad's opening, he's going 3 innings. So, like, then you go to – depends on where the game's at, really.
Well, 3 innings is best case, Chad. I mean, you're looking for 2 to 3.
2 to 3, yeah. Well, this is a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
3 innings from CC today, best case.
Did they say anything about pitch limit?
They're not going to, like, kill him, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, if he finds a groove, it's like, it's kind of CC's rules. Like, if he's pitching well, I could see them letting him go 4 or 5. If he's not, they'll yank it pretty quickly and just be like, yeah, we just want to get him back on the mound.
Okay. Hey, we never did the Tigers lineup. So for anyone who really He's like, damn, do the Tigers lineup. Here you go. Don't care is leading off. Don't care okay. is batting second. Here oh, super don't care. But Miguel Cabrera is batting third. Candelario don't care, batting fourth. Don't care. Don't care. Demerit, he had some hits yesterday. The catcher, and then don't care, rounding it out at the nine spot, playing shortstop. So there, now you have the lineup. You can be happy.
Jim, know what was the best part of that Tigers lineup?
What's that?
You saying the catcher? Because it's like, hey, still respect what you're doing out there, kid.
I'm not going to be mean to a catcher.
Yeah. You're still putting in a day's work, all right, my man?
Yeah. I was going to besmirch a catcher. What the hell? That's hard
Rogers.
Work.
Rogers behind the dish today.
Dude, I felt so bad.
Let's guess his first name.
I felt so bad for Gary yesterday, and I wanted to tweet about it, but I just didn't want to deal with whatever. I didn't want to deal with anyone yesterday. Gary having to catch those pitchers in that game with the ump not calling blatant strikes.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, put a Higgy in. Just let Higgy catch that game. Get Gary out of there.
All right, Jim, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 5 options for the last name Rogers, who's catching for the Tigers. We have Taylor, Esmeel, Josh, Tyler, and Jake.
Jake.
I'm clicking Jake. Let's see. Feels right. Jake, nailed it. Ooh, big fan.
Jake
Third
Rogers.
Round pick out of Tulane.
Yeah. Good. Good for you, Jake Rogers. Homer draft?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Didi got you on the board yesterday with 2.
Yeah. Sir Didi.
Congrats.
Thanks, Jim.
Good pick, Jake.
I appreciate you.
What a pick by Jake. Look at ya. Who are you taking today?
Thanks for those claps.
You're welcome.
Felt a little mocking at the end.
Good pick.
Jimmy, I'm going to take them because, like I said, I think we're going to see puppy dog mode engage. I'm going to take Gleyber Torres.
Okay, you're taking Gleyber. I like that. He had a home run yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't take Ford, and I can't take Gary. And Ford's not playing, so that's fine. Okay, I'm going to take Judge and Didi.
Okay, love it.
Yeah, I think Didi's going to go off.
Off.
I think Didi's going to go off.
Didi might get 20 homers this season. That's pretty crazy.
What's that you say?
Oh no, not keyboard earphones again. Keyboard ears.
Who's your second pick?
A podcast joke as old as time itself. Jim, my second pick. I'm taking Gary just out of fear that he'll be benched tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Moving on to the over-under. Yesterday, it was 11, and Jake chose the under. Bad pick, Jake.
Bad pick.
Bad pick. Bad. Dumb. Bad. Stupid. Yeah. Idiotic. Moronic.
I thought the Tigers lineup would just be really bad.
Dude, you underestimate how bad our bad pitching is.
Yeah, a little bit. I assume the Tigers were even worse than that, which they are, but that's another story.
Yeah, well, terrible pick by you yesterday.
Thank you.
Dude, I figured out my overall record in the over-unders yesterday.
Yeah.
I wrote it down somewhere. Oh, here it is. Cool. I wrote it down on this piece of paper.
Okay.
It's 54-47.
Solid.
Isn't it good to be over 500 in betting?
Kinda.
It's bad to be under.
It's worse to be under, yes.
What's like a percentage in betting where you'd be like, that's not real? Like, someone's like, I was 70% on over-unders this season.
Yeah, I think like 70 would be like, whoa, okay, what's
you're
up?
You're lying.
Yeah.
So a little...
I think like that percent, like that's good. You've done quality stuff. The problem is when you bet, there's a VIG involved. And so like that would be at like break even, which is good.
Yeah.
If you're in it for the rush. What do you think the line 53%.
Is? 53%. I think the lineup's just at, I think the line's at 11 again. Maybe 11 and no, I think Boyd, I think they're just going to throw it at 11 again.
Boyd, Herman. I might go 10 and a half. Why not?
That sounds like a guy that chose the under yesterday.
Why not live once? Go fuck yourself. 9.5.
What idiots? Over.
Over.
What are they doing?
I mean, if CeCe's okay and Herman's good, I mean, you could be looking at six pretty cleanish innings.
A 6-4 game. Okay. A 6-4 game is over.
I didn't say 6-4 game, Jim.
No, I'm just saying that a 6-4 game is the over, and the 6-4 game with CeCe starting and the Tigers bullpen getting innings, it seems like a 6-4 game isn't out of the realm at all.
No. Nothing's out. 11-10 is in the realm. I think 2-0's in the realm. I love this sport, man.
9-8.
Yes.
5-3.
Yeah.
2-0.
This is very Jim and Dwight.
2-0's not in the realm.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you.
Cool. Let me take my earphones out. What did you say?
I mouthed it, so there was actually no noise. When was the first World Series?
1902.
1903.
Well, that's the first one that got documented.
Right.
1902, they played. It's just word of mouth. All the papers got lost in the fire.
I had a fun girlfriend chat with my dog yesterday, and dog was asking, like, hey, when did West Coast teams start? And I was like,
1950.
I don't know. Like 50s? And then, like,
and the Giants.
We started going down the whirlwind of like, when did commercial travel start? And it was like, it's a whole thing. It's kind of, it'd be a good book. I bet nobody's ever written about any of those things.
Are you counting Transcontinental Railroad as commercial travel? Because that's like 1880.
I mean, kind of, but I'm talking for like a sports purpose. And like, even like, picture New York to Chicago via trains and stuff. Like, that wasn't easy.
2 days on the train. That was, they were doing it. Babe Ruth was doing it.
Right. Yeah. But it's very different.
You can spend Christmas in California and New Year's in New York City. That was the advertisement for the Transcontinental Railroad because it took 5 days.
And then it would end. You could shuck your nose, but you can't shuck your toes.
You know what? While you're riding on this beautiful train across this wonderful land, why don't you take this gun and kill that buffalo? It's not like the Indians use them to survive.
Transcontinental.
Welcome to America. All right. Any you want to go to the chat? Chat's like, this pregame show blew. You guys suck.
Whoa.
Hey, Patrick Mattern is so mad about yesterday.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. I think that's a young person's thing.
I don't know. It's kind of just like not accepting that the sun sets at night and being mad about it.
It's
the Yankees would rather be strong and healthy for the playoffs without home field advantage than limp in with home field advantage. If you disagree with it, that's fine. But you have to come to terms that that's what they're doing. So if you're going to be mad every time they punt a game when they don't want to overuse their bullpen or starters, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, just come on. Live in the now.
It's a young person's thing. You're saying one of the best teams in baseball versus the worst team in baseball, and it's a loss, and you had a lead. I get it from a young person's perspective, but we didn't, you know, we weren't going to Chapman. I think Canely made up hand arthritis just to kind of cover for Boone a little bit.
Tendinitis. Just
3 hour
long tendinitis.
Yeah. Ah. The one dime.
You cramped up playing too many video games, Canely. Only you have tendinitis. I can't
believe it happened again.
Yeah. I once got a job as a cashier and I did one day and I said, wow, tendinitis is real, guys.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm out. The lady next to me was like, do you want my hand brace? It's helped me. I've used it for the last 40 years. I said, no, I'm just going to quit because I got tendonitis.
I think if I could go back in time and watch you somewhere, it would be you working at that like tennis daycare place where you just beat kids in Wii games all day.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'd like to see that.
I had some good friends there. There's these three kids who they would come there after karate. So it was three brothers, probably like 5, 7, and 10. And they would come after karate, and we'd just fucking like bam, 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 do some karate. I'd kick their ass in Wii baseball. It was fun. Yeah, I wonder. They're probably old now, dude.
Yeah.
Talking like 12 years ago. So yeah, we're like 17, 19, 23 now. Math. All right, we got to end this fucking pregame show. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll see you later. Jake, say those last words you always say.
23.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.